Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Narrative Economics: How Stories Go Viral and Drive Major Economic Events by Robert J. Shiller dives into an intriguing and often overlooked aspect of economics: the power of stories or narratives in shaping economic behavior and outcomes. This book challenges traditional economic thinking by highlighting that narratives, like viruses, can spread rapidly, influencing consumer habits, market trends, and even major economic events. Shiller, a Nobel laureate in economics, provides a comprehensive analysis of how certain stories resonate with the public, modify economic perceptions, and offer a fresh perspective on understanding economic phenomena. By addressing the viral nature of narratives, Shiller invites readers to consider how these stories not only reflect societal beliefs, but actively shape them. With a blend of historical analysis and contemporary examples, the book encourages economists, policymakers, and lay readers to recognize the significant impact that popular narratives can have on our global economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of narrative economics. Narrative economics is a term coined by Robert J. Shiller to describe the way narratives shape economic outcomes. Traditional economic models typically rely on quantitative data and logical deductions to predict behavior, but Shiller argues that this approach overlooks how stories influence economic decisions. He likens economic narratives to viruses, explaining how they spread, mutate, and affect large populations similarly. Narratives can motivate people to spend money, invest, or change saving habits. They become a part of the cultural fabric and collectively influence large-scale economic trends. Shiller presents a variety of historical and contemporary examples, illustrating how the stories that capture public imagination can lead to significant economic events. For instance, he examines how stories around the Great Depression, housing markets, and the stock market have propelled certain economic behaviors. Understanding narrative economics enables policymakers to predict and perhaps mitigate adverse economic outcomes by anticipating shifts in public sentiment. Secondly, the viral nature of economic narratives. Much like a virus, economic narratives spread rapidly and infect the public mindset, causing massive macroeconomic shifts. Shiller explores how stories gain traction and go viral, perpetuating specific economic beliefs and behaviors. These narratives often stem from a kernel of truth, but become exaggerated as they are retold. For example, stories about impending economic doom can lead to panic selling and market instability, even if the actual economic indicators do not warrant such fear. Shiller identifies several key factors that contribute to the proliferation of economic narratives: memorability, emotional resonance, and social relevance. Memorable stories stick with people, influencing their economic decisions. Emotion-laden narratives, whether they are about fear or optimism, are particularly persuasive. Moreover, stories that have social relevance are more likely to be shared and discussed, magnifying their impact on economic activities. By examining the viral nature of these narratives, Shiller provides insights into managing and potentially countering negative economic storylines. Thirdly, historical influence of economic stories. A crucial part of understanding narrative economics is recognizing the historical influence of economic narratives on society. Shiller delves into multiple case studies, demonstrating how past economic events were often shaped by popular stories of the time. For instance, the Roaring Twenties saw narratives that glamorized wealth and excess, contributing to the stock market boom and subsequent crash in 1929. Similarly, during the Great Depression, stories of suffering and poverty became widespread, affecting consumer confidence and investment activities. Shiller also explores the narratives surrounding the 2008 financial crisis, where tales of irresponsible lending and corporate greed dominated public discourse. These stories fueled distrust in financial institutions and spurred regulatory changes. By analyzing these historical narratives, Shiller illustrates the cyclical nature of economic stories and their ability to influence policy, market behavior, and societal attitudes. This historical perspective provides modern readers with a broader context to understand current economic narratives and their potential effects. Fourthly, the psychological impact of economic narratives. The psychological dimension of economic narratives is another important theme Shiller examines in his book. He explores how narratives can tap into our cognitive biases and emotional responses, significantly shaping our economic behavior. For instance, stories that play into the bias of herd behavior can lead individuals to follow market trends without critical analysis, causing bubbles or crashes. The narrative of "everyone is doing it" can drive people to make economic decisions they wouldn't ordinarily consider. Schiller also touches upon how narratives often exploit fear and anxiety, two powerful emotions that can lead to hasty and irrational economic decisions, such as panic buying or stock sell-offs. Furthermore, positive narratives like those surrounding technological innovation can spark trends like the dot-com bubble, where optimism overtakes rational assessment. By understanding the psychological underpinnings of how narratives influence our economic decisions, readers can become more aware of their susceptibilities and make more informed financial choices. Lastly, the role of media in spreading economic stories. The media is a powerful conduit for spreading economic narratives, and Schiller thoroughly investigates its role in shaping public perception. The book discusses how various forms of media, from newspapers and television to social media platforms, serve as vehicles for disseminating economic stories. The media's reach and influence can amplify certain narratives, leading to widespread public acceptance or fear. For instance, sensationalist reporting can exacerbate economic panic, while positive spin can foster economic optimism, sometimes irrespective of actual data. Schiller analyzes how media coverage affected perceptions during economic crises, such as the coverage leading up to the 2008 financial collapse, where narratives of risk-taking and financial innovation were initially celebrated, only to be vilified later. The rise of social media has further accelerated the spread of these narratives, often without fact-checking, allowing them to reach larger audiences more quickly. Understanding the media's role helps readers critically evaluate the economic stories they encounter and fosters an informed public discourse on economic matters. In conclusion, narrative economics offers a revolutionary perspective for anyone interested in understanding the intricacies of economic behavior and the power of storytelling. This book is a must-read for economists, policymakers, journalists, and anyone who wants to grasp the influence of ideas on economic realities. Schiller's insights into how narratives drive economic events challenge the traditional reliance on data alone, urging a more nuanced understanding of economic forces. For individuals, understanding narrative economics enables a better comprehension of market fluctuations and may aid in making more informed personal financial decisions. In a world where information is plentiful and narratives shape perceptions more than ever, Schiller's exploration into the viral nature of economic stories provides readers with tools to critically assess the narratives they encounter daily. This book empowers readers to become savvy consumers of economic information, recognizing the stories that might influence their choices and the broader economy. If you would like to support Robert J. Schiller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.